This is the CBS World News Roundup.
The NAACP is taking legal aim at gun makers in the major networks. I'm Ed Crane, and I'll have details.
Candidate Gore's gun control proposal. I'm Peter Mayer at the White House.
Floods and mud in California and Utah. Good morning, everybody. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News. The country's largest civil rights organization has the television and firearms industries in its sights. Live with the story, here's CBS News correspondent Ed Crane.
As they gather for their group's 90th annual convention in New York this morning, NAACP leaders are in a litigious frame of mind. They're vowing to pressure and threatening to sue the major networks for what they see as a woeful lack of minority representation in the TV lineups we'll be watching this fall. The civil rights group is also planning a lawsuit against the firearms industry. The NAACP won't seek financial damages, but hopes to force the gun makers and distributors to closely monitor where their deadly weapons are sold, with an eye to limiting multiple purchases by individuals. Spokesman John White says the catalyst for the lawsuit occurred in recent days.
The shootings in Illinois and Indiana a week ago spurred us to really go forth now.
Presidential hopeful Al Gore has a package of gun control proposals. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer is live at the White House to tell us about them.
And a proposal to use photo IDs to register all handgun buyers is the centerpiece of the vice president's anti-crime package. He discussed it with CBS News.
You have to get a license for a car, and given the rash of deadly gun violence in our country, I think it's time that we insist on a little more care, more precautions, and also give the police departments investigating crimes.
Gore would require handgun owners to pass a criminal background check and a firearm safety test to get a license. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
School officials from Jonesboro, Arkansas, Springfield, Oregon, and Littleton, Colorado will be there as the FBI opens a conference on how to prevent school violence outside Washington today. The Columbine High School principal says he hopes the gathering will help him prepare for the resumption of classes in just a few weeks after April's deadly shooting rampage by two students. Rare summer thunderstorms trigger mudslides in the mountains about 100 miles east of Los Angeles. At least one person was killed, and says County Fire Department spokesman Roger Sandin, there was extensive property damage as well.
There was about 14 to 15 homes that were destroyed. There were about 100 people that were displaced. There were multiple injuries. We did helicopter three people out.
The area forecast calls for more showers and thunderstorms later today. The mudslides were man-made in Riverdale, Utah.
A canal broke up the street, came down, flooded the whole yard, put about 4 feet of mud in our yard. Flooded out everybody's basement along the road.
The water kept flowing for hours, even after the supply to the ruptured 115-year-old canal was shut off. Officials say they don't know what caused it or how long it'll be until the repairs can be made. After a year of wrangling, the Senate gets down to the nitty-gritty of the patients' rights debate today. We get details from CBS News reporter Tom Foti in Washington.
Expect lots of floor disputes over different Republican and Democratic visions of patient right reform. Republicans like Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania say the Democratic plan is too broad, too expensive.
Most states have already passed patient bill of rights. We don't believe it's necessary for us to go over and override the states in what they've already done to protect their patients, the people in their state. We just take care of the people who are not protected under state law.
Democrats like California's Dianne Feinstein disagree.
It says that the physician is in charge of the treatment and the length of the hospital stay.
The debate preview came on the CBS News broadcast, Face the Nation. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
KNX 1070, Los Angeles.
A quantitative comparative analysis reveals that Isuzu Rodeo LS and Isuzu Trooper S are far superior to Ford Explorer XLT. Rodeo and Trooper have more horsepower than Ford Explorer.
Which means Rodeo and Trooper can take on any road, anytime.
Further information shows that Rodeo LS and Trooper S have greater payload capacity than Ford Explorer XLT.
That means I have more room for the kids and their stuff.
And from a strictly economic standpoint, Isuzu Rodeo LS and Trooper S cost less than Ford Explorer XLT. Trooper is nearly $1,900 less, and Rodeo is nearly $2,500 less. So I have concluded that the intelligent choices are Isuzu Trooper or Isuzu Rodeo.
So we'll save money for a great family vacation.
See your Southern California Isuzu dealer today.
Go farther. Go California.
Competitive information based on latest manufacturer brochures and specification sources. American Isuzu Motors is not responsible for the accuracy of the data.
Scotland Yard has two men under arrest in connection with last year's bombings at two U.S. embassies in Africa. Details from CBS News correspondent Tom Rivers, who's live in London.
The two Egyptian men arrested yesterday in London on U.S. extradition warrants have made their first brief court appearance here. They face charges of conspiring with Osama bin Laden. A prosecution lawyer working on behalf of the U.S. said the men's fingerprints were found on faxes claiming responsibility for the blasts at the American embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. Bin Laden has denied any role in the attacks, but in a recent Arabic television interview, he said all Americans were, quote, legitimate targets. Washington officials warn that bin Laden may be preparing for another strike. Live in London, Tom Rivers, CBS News.
Marching season in Northern Ireland tightening up the tensions between Catholics and Protestants. Reporter Trevor Burney has more from Belfast.
The 12th of July is the day Protestants celebrate the victory of King William of Orange over Catholic King James 300 years ago. Parades are held across Northern Ireland. The vast majority of them are not controversial. But in Belfast, the Orangemen have been rerouted away from a Catholic district of the city. Overnight, hundreds of police and troops moved in to erect huge military fortifications to keep the two sides apart. The terrorists may be on ceasefire, but an end to the division has still to come. Trevor Burney for CBS News, Belfast.
Criminal indictments are closed, says the Cleveland plane dealer in the crash of a value jet plane into the Everglades 3 years ago that killed 110 people. The newspaper says ValueJet's now defunct maintenance contractor, SaberTech, and three former employees may be named tomorrow. A man flying from Rome to the U.S. has been hospitalized in Washington, possibly suffering tuberculosis. Joanne Jorgensen of the Fairfax County, Virginia Health Department says only a few of the passengers on the plane need worry about potential infection.
Probably the only people that really would be at risk would be people that were seated directly in front of him or beside him. And if the individual was coughing.
An effort's underway, nevertheless, to contact all aboard the flights that the man took. The tributes for the World Cup champion U.S. women's soccer team show no signs of letting up. We get the latest from CBS News correspondent David Dow in Los Angeles.
Look for Mia Hamm, Brandi Chastain, and the rest of America's new heroes on the covers of most of this week's news and sports magazines. Young fans like 12-year-old soccer-playing Gina Martinez may never lose the memory of Saturday's winning U.S. kick.
I was jumping up and down and, like, screaming, USA, USA.
Even players like U.S. defender Kate Sobrero can't believe the frenzy they've stirred up.
I got my education paid for by being an athlete, and now that it's gotten me here, it's just, I can't believe that playing soccer when I was so young could lead to this.
Next major stop for the U.S. women, next year's Olympics. And then, who knows, perhaps a professional league of their own. David Dow, CBS News, Los Angeles.
On Wall Street, the Dow Industrial's down about 7 points. It's 8 minutes after.
You're listening to KNX 1070.
At your bank, do you feel like a small fish in a big pond? Well, at CalFed, we're offering a way to make you feel like a big fish in a small pond. It's our Equity Prime line of credit. And you can catch it at a rate as low as prime plus 0%. That's prime plus nothing. It's the same rate the big fish at your bank pay. And hey, with a rate this low, you're sure to be hooked.
Don't let CalFed's Equity Prime line of credit get away. Visit a CalFed community branch or call 1-800-CALFED-4. That's 1-800-225-3334. California Federal Bank. Just right banking. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Certain LTV restrictions apply. APR may vary and is based on prime rate published in the Wall Street Journal. As of July 7, 1999, APR had ranged from 8 to 9.5. Prime plus 0% available only for owner-occupied home customers who qualify for discounts based on automatic payment via CalFed checking account. Minimum average daily balance of $25,000 and CalFed's preferred credit profile. Not all applicants will qualify. Maximum APR of 18%. No annual fee for the first year, $50 for following years. Property insurance may be required. Approval subject to CalPES underwriting guidelines.
Technological advances blamed in a United Nations report for widening the gap between the rich and poor of the world. Canada, Norway, and the U.S. lead in real income. The bottom 22 countries are all in Africa. Social anxiety disorder, SAD, may affect 35 million Americans sometime in their lives, says Dr. John Greist.
Those with social phobia or social anxiety disorder, they have so much anxiety in social situations that it interferes with their functioning.
Now, though, there's a drug for it.
Gabapentin is a neurotransmitter that modulates excitement, and it tones down the excitement level or the activation or anxiety level.
Brand name Neurontin, the drug does not have a sexual dysfunction side effect like some antidepressant drugs. And that's the World News Roundup for Monday, July 12th. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News.